Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to Sesh with Sam. I'm your host, Blaze Sam, and this is episode 20. I can't believe I've been hosting my podcast for 20 weeks. I officially finished my junior year of college. So happy. So far, I've finished two classes with A's. Maybe I'll get on the dean's list again. Who knows? It was ass. I have been grinding nonstop this entire semester. I swear I haven't had like a single day off. I did, but did not feel like it because working a shit ton and then going to school full time, ooh, on top of content creation and my podcast, it's a lot. But today's episode, it's not cannabis related. Surprise, surprise. It is retail horror stories because I've been working at my job for almost a year. It'll be a year this upcoming month, and the shit I have seen and witnessed and that has happened in our store, oh my gosh. I'm not disclosing where I work, but I work at a popular teenage clothing store, so you'll probably be able to figure it out. But anyways, I'm not saying it because I don't want to get in trouble. So yeah, I will not be disclosing my place of work, my place of employment, but this is Sesh with Sam. So before we get onto this non-cannabis inspired episode, we're going to smoke some weed. I'm going to take a bong rip. As always, I smoked a joint today, which usually I don't smoke joints. So smoked a joint. Tried to take an Instagram video. Didn't like how it turned out. That's okay. It was way too fat of a joint. Tell me why all the joints in my ashtray. All my roaches are like just half smoked joints. Sue me. But my bowl is already packed, but I don't know where my lighter is. So I have to grab that and I will be BRB 1 second. Alrighty, I found my lighter. I hope you guys are smoking along too. As always, I always say this. You might be tired of it. I don't care. But hope you are smoking along, dabbing along, drinking something yummy, eating something yummy. Yeah, pack your joints, pack your dabs, pack your bowls, and let's sesh. Cheers, guys. That rip killed me because that was actually my second bong rip in a row because I completely took my bong. I took my bong rip and I didn't push record. So, love that for me. Okay, on to the episode. So, I'm just gonna start off with some funny stuff, but some of these are literal fucking horror stories. Like, if you work with the public, if you work in retail, like, you know how horrendous and terrible the public can be and how badly they can behave. Like, who the hell raised these people? I really don't know, because sometimes it's damn fucking adults. So, anyways, we're gonna start off light. This one, honestly, really funny. This girl's a regular. She's so funny. But she, like, I'm just laughing thinking about it. She set a shirt on fire in the microwave. How do I know this? She told me. So she came and bought a shirt. She's like, I literally bought this shirt like 3 days ago, but I set it on fire in the microwave because I thought I could put it in the microwave to dry it instead of the dryer because I didn't have time, but nope, I set it on fire and burnt it, so, I need to buy a new one. Like, I just started laughing because I was like, girl, you cannot be fucking serious. Like, oh my gosh, that's probably, like, the funniest thing. That's the funniest thing a customer's ever told me, and that's probably, like, one of the funniest stories that I have. Like, girl, you really put it in a microwave? Are you serious? The microwave and the dryer are not the same thing. But anyways, moving on. Something light. Just the way that a shirt will literally be folded, like, in half. Like, nothing special. And a customer will pick it up and then just, like, toss it down. I'm like, you couldn't spend the half a second to just, like, fold it in half? Like, a simple just, like, fold? Like, what does your closet look like? I'm curious. Oh. Also, these are just, like, the joys of, like, retail. A lot of you were probably like, oh my gosh, suck it up. It's your job. I don't care. Don't make my job harder. Also, I'm super easy to please when I'm working. Like, if you put in the littlest attempt to, like, fold something, I'll be like, oh, I got you. Let me fold that for you. Like, I appreciate the effort so much. But when people just, like, purposely make things harder for you, I'm like, well, why are you doing this? Please, like, all I'm asking is please don't make my job harder. But the people that try to make my job a little bit easier, I absolutely love you. Kisses to you. So many kisses to you because you are amazing. And thank you for being an amazing customer. But moving on to some horror stories. Just like the piles of clothing I find in the fitting room sometimes, I'm like, we have a rack right outside the fitting room, or even like a bin sometimes. Like, toss it in there. Just toss it in there. And along with all the piles of clothing, I always find phones, AirPods, purses, like a bunch of personal items under their clothing. I'm like, under their clothing that they tried on. I'm like, if you would have just picked up the clothing and like tossed it out in the bin so other people could have a clean fitting room, you wouldn't have forgotten your personal items. And the amount of times I've found people's phones and like answered calls and FaceTimes from people trying to find it, and then I hand them their phone and they're like rude about it. I'm like, excuse you. You're welcome for not letting someone steal your phone. Like, I kept it safe. Customers. Also, sorry, it's a Friday night. I live downtown. There's gonna be loud cars in the background, and I can't help it. So, apologies. Yeah, I'm like, what else? A lot of this stuff has to do with, like, fitting rooms, because that is just where everything goes down. What's next? A lot of this has to do with fitting rooms. So, I'm like, I don't think there's really much to do with, like, the rest of the store. So let's just go on to, like, the most, like, the fucking horror stories. So this is the tamer of the three. More like fucking, like, six incidences. Anyways, we had two occasions of people peeing in the fitting rooms. Peeing on clothing. Like, don't know if it was a medical issue, don't know what was going on, but peed in our fitting room, didn't let us know, and our employees, our associates found it. Yeah, so we had to have the rooms were professionally sanitized. I was very new when that happened as an associate, and I was like, what the actual fuck? Moving on from having two people pee in the fitting rooms, moving on to number two. Yeah, we had literally someone shit in our fitting room. Excuse me? What? Someone climbed over our fitting room door and literally shit in two different tote bags and then wiped herself with different articles of clothing and then left. And I found out about it months after it happened. And of course, that fitting room got professionally cleaned. So, you know, just think about, like, what happens in fitting rooms before you just raw dog them. Mm. Speaking of raw dogging the fitting rooms, we had two girls literally like slide under the barely like foot gap underneath into the fitting rooms. And I'm just like, if you knew what happened in those fitting rooms, you would not be doing that. And they did that while our fitting rooms were closed. Like, we had a thing is like blocking the entrance. They moved that and then they crawled under the door. They didn't even crawl, they shimmied under the door because there's only like a foot gap. And they're my age. I'm like, you are too old to be doing that. And like, they were visibly closed and you climbed under it. And so we're like, girls, get out. Like, all you have to do is ask. And we're closing in like 10 minutes. So, and not get out of the store, just like get out of the fitting rooms because we're like, girls, they're literally closed. And you shimmied your way in. I'm just like, ooh, knowing those fitting rooms, I would not have done that. What else is on my list? Oh, we found a dirty pad in the fitting room, and it unfortunately stunk up the entire fitting room area, and I don't know if that one got professionally cleaned after that, but it got removed and cleaned in that area, and then that area was just doused with some brand new Bath and Body Works spray, and it smelled very strong and floral, but covered up the freaking nastiness. It smelled so bad. Like, why would you leave that? That's comparable to the dirty diaper that I found in Express when I worked there in like 2019. I can't believe I found a dirty diaper in the fitting room. I was like, that is not my job to clean up. Fuck no. Let's talk about sensors and the funny ways people try to take off sensors. So we found some burnt sensors. Love that. Classic burnt sensor. But it was unsuccessful because it did not disengage, and then there was like a chunk of fabric stuck in the sensor. Like, honestly, if I ripped a sensor out with a piece of fabric, I would be like, abort mission. I'm not taking this. I'm never coming back. Screw that. I'm not taking a damaged piece of clothing. Like, be successful or don't. Don't take that as encouragement. It's not. Do not be successful. I don't want you to be successful. Do not steal. It's rude. Gosh. Go steal from, like, Walmart and Target. But, sensors. Just, like, the giant pieces of fabric that I've found in sensors. And I'm like, did you bring scissors? How did you get this giant 3x2-inch piece wide fabric out of the back of a shirt that's in a sensor? Did you rip it? Did you cut it? And why are you walking around with the hole that big? And why did you take the shirt still? I'm confused. People love to put sensors in pockets of stuff. I love it. They just like to hide sensors. Of course they're hiding sensors. A lot of times they just like take the stuff. But it's funny when they just take it all. I'm like, have fun getting the sensor off. I found definitely broken sensors. I found clothes with dye all over them. People have like broken or hangers using them to get sensors off, which resulted in like busted sensors, because that is definitely not effective. What the fuck? And then there's like the professional people that bring magnets. What the fuck? Y'all suck. I'm like, how did they get these clean off? I love when they leave the tags and looking at what they stole. I want to know your style. What are you stealing? You don't have pretty good style, do you? I'm judgmental when people steal. Sue me. Don't actually sue me. Because I'm not representing anyone right now. Anyways, moving on. Oh, did I mention the like summer's Eve wipe that I found? Yeah. I'll clean that up. Lovely. Love the public. Oh, I'm always finding people's drinks all over the store. Why do people leave their drinks in the store? I've never done that. Maybe like, I understand when it's by accident, but most of the time it's like a finished drink. I'm like, there's trash cans everywhere. Just ask. Ask me to throw it away. Most times I will. If it doesn't have ice in it. But like if it has ice, I'm like, literally, there's a trash can right outside the store. Toss it in there. But these are all just like the horror stories, by the way. There's a lot of positive that happens. That is why I continue to work there. Like, I have some absolutely amazing customers, and they're the ones that make it worth it. But there's always the shitty people of the public. Not everyone is shitty, but a lot of people are, unfortunately. But there also are a lot of good people and a lot of good customers. So I just want to like, oh, I can't think of the word, but like, make that known. I'm talking about the bad stuff just because, shit's crazy. I can't believe the shit that I've seen. Like, can you believe some of this stuff? I can't. What else? What else? What else? What else? Oh yeah, just like stuffing full, just like completely stuffing bags, empty bags, stuffing them full of stuff, thinking, I'm like, oh yeah, I won't notice. Also, I love the girls that compliment me before and after stealing, as if they didn't steal. I can't confront them either. I just have to, customer service. I have to help them still. Not really. But, I just have to try to customer service them into not stealing. But they just like to be in line for the door. So, can't really do much. And they never want to talk to you. They never want to look at you. I love it. People are also so damn crafty on where they like hide tags. And it's also really funny. So, our jewelry has like little stickers that are like security sensor. And they always like rip it off. And I just find them stuffed everywhere, littered everywhere. Like they're just little sticky fingers like jewelry. And just litter all the evidence behind. I'm like, just take it all. Take it all so you're not leaving the evidence. But okay, I remember one time we found like 11 sensors in a pair of cargo pants, and they all had giant pieces of fabric. I'm like, damn, that was unsuccessful because we didn't find any damaged clothing. But I like when we just find hangers and then no sensors, no tags. I'm like, well, thanks for taking it all. Now I don't know what it was, so I can't even like really care. Can't be upset, but. Oh, one of my favorite things. So, you have like sections of the store. Obviously, every store has like sections that are like more popular than others. But I will like take everything unfolded, and then I get everything folded, and then I have to go and grab everything unfolded again before I put everything back, because the second I put something down, someone grabs it and unfolds again, and then just tosses it down, and I'm like, oh, I want to cry. All my hard work destroyed. It's my favorite when I set something down. I set a perfectly folded shirt down, and then a customer grabs it 0.2 seconds later, picks it up, looks at it for a half a second, and then just like tosses it down. And then I grab it 2 seconds later and fold it again because I'm like, why? I just folded that. It's like, please just hand it to me. You saw me put it down, hand it to me so I can fold it again. Oh, don't toss it and crumple it up. Also, another thing relating to clothing and the fitting rooms, all the people that leave their clothes inside out. Why am I making clothes right side out? I feel like I'm doing laundry when I do that. Instead of just like putting clothes away and like make things look neat and orderly, fix up the store. I'm like, I feel like I'm doing laundry, like making clothes right side out, doing all the buttons, like making it good on a hanger. Like, I mean, that's practically what I'm doing. I'm doing the laundry, but that's the laundry part. But turning things right side out again, that's what gets me. I'm like, why? We're just finding things like crumpled in balls in the fitting rooms, clothing. Oh. If you work retail, what horror stories do you have? Because I know that you have some, and they're probably hilarious, and they're really funny, and also like, what the fuck? Just like ones that I've told, like, what the fuck? Just thinking about all the things that I've like witnessed, the conversations. Oh, I love listening to high school drama, high school tea. It's my favorite because they always yell. High schoolers, like they're just majority of the time when they're like in groups of friends, groups of multiples, they're loud, and I can always hear their conversations, and they're always so funny, so entertaining because they're like 10 years younger than me. I'm like, actually, no, they're probably like 7 years younger than me, still. Quite a lot of years younger than me, so it's interesting to hear what they're talking about. You know, I'm curious. I love the tea. Just from like complete strangers. Like they're not, it's not like they're actually telling me, I'm just overhearing it because they're loud. If I can hear it, it's meant to be heard. One of the last little kind of like funny things that occurs very often is people just standing by the fitting rooms staring at them. We have a pretty big store, and a lot of times there's only like two of us working sometimes. And we're like constantly busy and doing something. We're like never just standing around. So it's like, one, in a big store, it's like, hey, can I get a fitting room? Yes, you can, of course. Let me grab you one. But a lot of times they'll literally just like stand there staring at them, and you're like, oh, do you need one? Do you need a fitting room? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, got you. How many items? How many items, girly pop? I love it. But I think that is really all I'm gonna talk about for retail horror stories. I do also have like a lot of amazing stories. Like, I've met a lot of amazing girls, a lot of amazing customers, had amazing conversations. Girls are so nice, so pretty, so sweet. I've met a few followers. Shout out to you guys. And yeah, well, I hope you guys enjoyed. Hope you guys got a little bit of a laugh. Hope you guys understand my suffering being a retail worker. Won't be working retail forever. That's for sure. Because we gonna be getting a big girl job here soon. Because maybe, you know, I want to like look into data analysis because I kind of like data analysis. It was fun. Coding was fun. Completely off topic, changing topics because I'm now done talking about like my episode topic. So I just want to ramble for like a few more minutes. But I finished my semester. I got two A's so far in my marketing class and then my data analysis class. And eventually, so my concentration is in financial management, so maybe I want to look into like a financial analyst job or like data analysis once I'm out and big girl job. My like ultimate plans sometime in my life, I want to live in New York. That is like a goal of mine. I want to work tech and live in New York because that seems fun. I love New York. I went last June and I was like, I wanna live here. So that is a goal of mine within maybe the next 5 years. We'll see. New York girlies, I love New York. I wanna go again. Maybe I need to go again soon. But anyways, yeah. I got an A in my data analysis class. We mostly did coding with our language, and I enjoyed it. It was fun. I learned a lot. Coding is honestly like kind of easy. It was just a lot of like repetitiveness, but I enjoyed it. Happy the semester's over. Happy I get a break. Ooh, I'm gonna be going to the city soon and going Sunny Angel hunting. So I'm gonna be doing an audio vlog of that. It's gonna be like a little bonus episode. Maybe I'll make it just like my normal kind of weekly episode. I don't know yet. But I hope you guys tune into that. I'm really excited to maybe do audio vlogs. Not maybe. I'm gonna do audio vlogs just because I like to talk, but I don't really wanna do everything on video. And then I think on Instagram I'll post like a little probably video of the day with the audio. Not with the audio, but also the audio vlog, if that makes sense. I keep getting so off topic, even though there's not really a topic for this kind of ending conversation, but I hope you guys enjoyed the episode tonight. Tonight, today, this morning, whatever time you're listening to it. And I hope you guys all have a wonderful day, morning, night, as always. It is pretty late when I'm filming. It's literally 11 p.m. the night before I'm posting. So, hello to future. I usually record episodes more in advance, but I've been so busy with finals this week. This week was literally finals week, so it's over. I'm done with the semester. I have like 3 months off, and I'm so excited. Anyways, I'm gonna pack another bowl, and hope you guys pack something too or smoke along with me. And yeah, 1 second, I'll be right back. Okay, my bowl is packed too. Pause this if you need a pack bowl, pack a joint, pack a dab, whatever you're smoking. Anyways, let's sesh one last time. Go get high. Go enjoy your day. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. I will talk to you next week, maybe sooner. Might have a little bonus episode this week. Who knows? But if not, next week for sure. Alrighty, guys. Cheers.